This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Wednesday morning, February 18th, 2026. The stories are real. The voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
GeoVax secures exclusive license for Gedeptin Plus, immune checkpoint inhibitor combination technology with Ductin, NOAA, strengthening its immuno-oncology strategy. The agreement with Emory University expands GeoVax's IP foundation for combination therapies in solid tumors. The licensed technology aims to enhance the anti-tumor activity of checkpoint blockade, supporting GeoVax's clinical programs and potential future partnerships.
GeoVax secures exclusive license for Gedeptin Plus immune checkpoint inhibitor combination technology. GeoVax Labs Inc. secures an exclusive license for Gedeptin Plus immune checkpoint inhibitor combination technology, strengthening its immuno-oncology strategy and expanding its intellectual property foundation for solid tumors. The agreement with Emory University supports the use of gene-directed enzyme prodrug therapy to enhance anti-tumor activity of checkpoint blockade. Financial terms were not disclosed. GeoVax's CEO, David A. Dodd, highlights the significance of the license in advancing their combination-based clinical development efforts.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes a letter of intent with H. Chegielski, Poznan S.A., to establish a strategic Nexus 20 partnership in Poland. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited announces the execution of a letter of intent with H. Chegielski, Poznan S.A., to establish a strategic partnership in Poland. The collaboration aims to produce and deploy the Nexus 20 autonomous platform in Central and Eastern Europe, focusing on supporting the Polish Armed Forces and NATO's Eastern Flank. The partnership will combine CTEC's advanced technology with HCP's manufacturing capabilities to enhance regional security.
South African wellness brand The Harvest Table to bring clean collagen and plant-based nutrition to the U.S. South African wellness brand The Harvest Table is set to bring its clean collagen and plant-based nutrition products to the U.S. market. Founded by Catherine Clark, the family-run company focuses on nutrient-dense whole food products without fillers or artificial additives. The brand's approach to everyday well-being has garnered a loyal following in South Africa, with plans to introduce products like bovine collagen granules and vegan protein powder to American consumers.
Greenlane appoints Jason Hitchcock as Chief Executive Officer to advance digital asset treasury strategy. Greenlane Holdings, Inc. appoints Jason Hitchcock as Chief Executive Officer to drive their digital asset treasury strategy. With over 15 years of technology experience, Mr. Hitchcock will lead the company's efforts in Barricane, focusing on capital allocation, validator operations, staking, and liquidity provisioning to enhance shareholder value and ecosystem participation.
Blackbox Stocks, Inc., merger target, Realloys to appoint Bob Forsman to its board of directors. Realloys, Inc., announces the appointment of Bob Forsman to its board of directors, further strengthening the leadership team following the addition of General Jack Keane. The merger with Blackbox Stocks is pending NASDAQ listing approval and is expected to close soon, creating a vertically integrated North American heavy rare earth and defense-focused supply chain.
Signal Law Group publishes Vigilant Risk Score Team Bulletin on digital marketplace pricing transparency. Signal Law Group has released a new Vigilant Risk Score Team Bulletin focusing on pricing transparency in digital marketplace platforms. The bulletin examines how pricing components are presented and sequenced during online checkout experiences. The research, based on structured analytics, aims to provide visibility into recurring conduct patterns. No legal action has been taken, and the bulletin does not constitute a determination of wrongdoing. For more information, visit signallawgroup.com.
Truista Coffee officially launches with doctor-recommended, lab-verified, clean coffee standard. Truista Coffee has officially launched with a doctor-recommended, lab-verified, clean coffee standard. The organic brand emphasizes transparency and third-party verification, setting a new standard in coffee purity. Direct farm sourcing and innovative roasting methods cater to health-conscious consumers. Founders' journey from home brewing to a transparent brand showcases a commitment to quality. For more information, visit the full announcement.
Truista Coffee officially launches with doctor-recommended, lab-verified, clean coffee standard. Truista Coffee officially launches with a doctor-recommended, lab-verified, clean coffee standard. The organic brand, focused on transparency and third-party verification, debuted nationwide on September 29, 2025. Founder Jason Tebow's journey started with a blunt comment from his son-in-law, leading to a deep dive into the coffee world. Partnering with renowned expert Joy Chase, they created a brand emphasizing purity and transparency, with every batch verified by third-party labs.
Vector Certain's multi-model analysis identifies 2,000 hours of wasted developer time in OpenClaw. At Vector Certain's analysis reveals that the OpenClaw project has wasted an estimated 2,000 hours of developer time due to duplicate solutions for the OpenClaw. Same bug. The findings, based on processing 48.4 million tokens using three AI models, show that 20% of pending contributions are duplicates. This systemic crisis highlights the need for multi-model consensus in open source development to prevent redundant efforts and ensure project alignment.
Discover the industry innovations at Desalination Latin America 2026. Industry leaders in desalination will convene at the Desalination Latin America 2026 conference in Santiago, Chile on June 17, 18. With over 300 delegates, the event will address future challenges and showcase projects driving sustainable transformation. Key participants include Aguas de Antofagasta, Codelco, and government representatives. Register now to join the dialogue and explore cutting-edge desalination technologies.
Odia Anna announces signing of definitive merger agreement for business combination. Odia Inc. announces the signing of a definitive merger agreement for a business combination with Throwman Holdings. The new holding company, McCarthy Finney, will see Odia shareholders owning approximately 20% of MCFN at closing, with an estimated base case DCF valuation of $250 million. The transaction is expected to close in the second quarter of 2026, pending customary closing conditions and approvals. SunKnowledge launches lucrative lifetime referral program for revenue cycle management professionals. SunKnowledge Services, Inc. introduces a lucrative lifetime referral program for revenue cycle management professionals. Partners can earn a 10% commission on successful referrals for the entire contract duration. The program aims to help healthcare providers navigate rising administrative costs and billing complexities. With no joining fees or monthly targets, partners can earn unlimited rewards, with some top contributors making over $100,000 per month. Visit SunKnowledge for more information.
Space Reno expands full home renovation services in Calgary. Space Reno, a Calgary-based renovation company, is expanding its full home renovation services to help homeowners modernize aging interiors, upgrade lighting systems, and transform living spaces. By offering complete interior renovations, including layout redesign and premium finishing solutions, Space Reno aims to streamline the renovation process and ensure consistent quality. Founder Avaros Molskis highlights the growing demand for well-planned renovation solutions in Calgary, emphasizing the company's focus on functionality and property value improvement.
JASDW's Business Outlook in 2026 seminar draws strong attendance and high-level dialogue on Japan, U.S. economic trends. The Japan-America Society of Dallas-Fort Worth, JASDW, recently held its Business Outlook in 2026 seminar, drawing a full room of business leaders and professionals for discussions on Japan-U.S. economic trends. The event featured insights from industry experts, including George Goncalves from MUFG and Seiji Otomo from Taisei Corporation USA. The seminar highlighted the importance of fostering dialogue and connections between Japanese and American business communities.
Origin Detector, OD, accelerates global expansion with new branch offices and key manufacturing hubs to enhance direct manufacturer support and consumer brand connections worldwide. The rapidly growing transparency platform is opening regional offices in major industrial regions to provide on-site support for manufacturers, offering training, technical assistance, and customized solutions. This move aims to deepen collaborative relationships with industry partners and accelerate adoption among brands of all sizes. For more information, visit origindetector.com. Lauren Kunz-Shadanoff calls attention to the local impact of community disinvestment. Entrepreneur and community leader Lauren Kunz-Shadanoff is shedding light on the local impact of community disinvestment in upstate New York. With small businesses and nonprofits facing challenges like rising costs and volunteer shortages, residents are urged to take simple actions to support the local economy. Lauren emphasizes the importance of consistent engagement to help communities thrive.
Nimble App Genie helps fintech startups navigate GDPR, CCPA, and global data protection regulations. Nimble App Genie, a fintech app development company, is aiding startups in aligning with global data protection regulations like GDPR and CCPA. As fintech products expand internationally, data privacy and compliance are crucial. Nimble App Genie collaborates with founders to integrate privacy into app development, minimizing risks and enhancing customer trust. By focusing on secure architecture and transparent data handling, startups can innovate confidentially.
I'm Sam Harrison. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.